course I'm ready. I was elected president, wasn't I? Robert's Rules of Order? Was that the big book you gave me after our last meeting? Of course I've read through it. Skimmed it. I'm glad you read the whole book cover to cover. But don't show me up at the meeting, okay? Well, all right. I'll look it over again before I go to bed. Good night already. I gotta get off here now and get started. Jeez, I just lied to my vice president. I haven't opened this stupid book. Where is that book anyway? Here it is, under the couch. Who is Robert anyway? And why does he get to make up all the rules? Why can't I make up my own rules? Robert's Rules of Order is a tool used by representative bodies of all kinds to bring order to meetings and allow the group to take care of business in an efficient and predictable manner. Robert's Rules of Order and other kinds of parliamentary procedures are a proven way of
We need a quorum.
Yeah, a quorum. What was that again?
Don't you remember?
A quorum is often 50% plus one, except when an organization decides on a different number.
I know. I was just testing you. Sally says we have a quorum. She just texted me on the phone. I thought Serena was our secretary. Why did Sally text me?
She's our parliamentarian.
What's a parliamentarian?
The one who knows the rules or can look them up. Like an umpire, whatever Sally says is final. Most clubs don't have them, but our chapter is special. Oh, and only you, the chair, can ask Sally questions.
But I didn't even
open this meeting already. Hit the gavel.
Where's the gavel?
Oh, it's on the table right by you.
It looks like a hammer.
It's a gavel.
Okay.
Call this meeting to order.
I'm Siri, your newly elected president, and I call this meeting to order.
She's a star. She's on my phone.
You need an agenda.
You don't have an agenda?
I tried to write one. Where did it go?
Did you send it out to the chapter?
No, but I wrote one here on this napkin.
Mm-mm-mm. You can't do that.
I can pass it out, the one I suggested to you last week, remember? I have it in both Braille and large print, and email draft copies to the chapter.
Oh, thanks.
Did the secretary send out the minutes of your last meeting?
I think so. Hey, where's the minutes from the last meeting? They have to be approved by the membership.
I emailed everyone the minutes. Didn't you get them?
Of course I got them. Now what?
Well, we could vote on them, but...
What about attendance? Don't you want to know who's here?
Oh, but you have to find out who's here. Do you hear that guy interrupting us?
What guy?
Never mind.
I am Colonel Henry M. Robert. I'm here to help you smoothly run your meetings. I wrote Robert's Rules of Order. It's Robert. With an apostrophe S.
Okay. All board members are present, Madam President. Who else is here?
Okay, now that we know who's here, approve the agenda and the minutes, let's get started.
I make a motion to write a bill to put Braille in large print on all crosswalks in the city and then submit it. City Council.
Really? The correct phrase is, I move.
Okay. A motion has been made to write and submit a bill to put Braille in large print on all crosswalks in our city. Let's start the discussion.
Point of clarification.
Point of order.
Point of outrage.
Point of information.
Point of no return.
After a motion has been made and properly seconded, points of information can be raised. Many people call them points of clarification, but this is just fancy talk. There is really no such thing. Questions are all points of information. They're not debates or a statement for or against the motion. Clever people will try to sneak their opinions into their points of information. So be prepared to cut them off. After that, you may open a discussion. You may have your own procedures for how long discussions will last, how many will speak for and against, and how much time each person gets to speak. These may be found in your governing documents, such as bylaws and standing rules. Your governing documents overrule Robert's rules, although I personally think we should stick to my way. But when I wrote them, there was no internet, no Zoom, and lots of other things like that. So a group can agree to change Robert's rules by voting in bylaws and standing rules of their own.
Nobody seconded the resolutions at the National Convention. Why was that? We even had to have a second for the minutes.
That's because the chair of the Resolutions Committee is making the motion on behalf of the whole committee. So that means you don't need a second. This is because by definition, at least two or more people have agreed. A way to remember this is nothing can come to the floor unless two people agree. That's why we require a second.
Okay, Madam Chair, could you please stop talking to yourself and talk to us? My point of order is that we need a second.
A second? It's going to take more than a second to decide this motion.
It's not that kind of second.
Points of order can be raised at any time in the process. They concern procedure and most often are guided by Robert's rules, which is the way I think it ought to be.
I call for the floor.
Hit your gavel. Call the meeting to order.
Order? Like a DoorDash order?
Uber Eats?
Oh, yeah. Order! If you want the floor, say your name.
Yeah. If you want the floor, say your name.
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse? You have the floor.
I call the question.
I have no question.
Out of order.
Why?
I'm not whispering. You have to allow for discussion first.
Do we?
Yes, you do.
We do!
We need people to speak for and against the motion.
As I just explained to you, Siri, my friend.
Okay, let's have a discussion. All right, time's up. So we can vote on this motion.
I have a friendly amendment.
That doesn't sound very friendly to me. We were just about to vote.
At any time, an amendment can be proposed. The maker of the motion must determine whether or not they consider the amendment to be friendly after the person proposing the amendment states it clearly. By the way, the seconder does not need to be consulted. However, they can vote against the motion and tell everybody why.
What is your amendment?
I want to amend the motion to say that we need Braille and large print on everything. Gas station pumps, parking meters, silent film titles, everything. We need it. There's print on everything.
Yeah, even on ATMs at drive-ins.
I don't consider that friendly.
I'm glad you agree with me. This is non-friendly.
It's unfriendly.
Unfriendly. That's what I just said, unfriendly.
You, Siri, you are out of order. The chair must remain neutral.
Oops.
Now I call the question.
There has to be a second and 2/3 must agree.
Sally, what do our standing rules say?
They say we follow Robert's rules.
That's the way, I like it, uh-huh.
2/3? Why 2/3?
Because you are giving up your right to further the discussion. Most of the time, when there is a 2/3 requirement, it's because you would be giving up something.
Maybe we should change our standing rules.
The motion has been made to call the question. Are you seconding the motion?
Yes, I am.
Now our standing rules say that we can vote by a voice vote, raising hands, or a roll call vote. Which do we do, Sally?
Whatever you want. It's at the discretion of the chair.
Really? I knew that. Okay. Everyone in favor of the motion to call for the question, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay.
Nay.
What about abstentions?
Abstentions are understood. They do not count for or against the vote. A member may wish to be recorded as abstaining. It is up to the discretion of the chair whether or not to call for abstentions. It is always someone's right to request to be recorded as abstaining, and why?
I think that was 2/3. Now the motion has been made, seconded, and debated. All those in favor of a bill to put Braille and large print on all crosswalks, please say aye.
Remember, this motion, as with most motions, only needs a majority.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Any abstentions? The motion passes, and that's the end of our agenda.
Wow. We can adjourn.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I
second
that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. This meeting is adjourned.
Point of departure.
What a dream. It's not so hard to run a meeting. And if I have questions, I can always consult Mr. Robert. Mr. Robert's rules. Robert's with an apostrophe S.
Robert's rules in and out of order was written, performed, and produced by volunteer artists from the California Council of the Blind. Siri, just elected president of her chapter, was played by Judy Wilkinson. The vice president was played by Pamela Metz. Colonel Henry M. Robert, played by Guillermo Robles. Sally, the parliamentarian, was played by Shayna Ray. Serena, the secretary, was played by Megan Meeks. Kathy Schmidt Whitaker played member one. Linda Samolsky played member two. Steve Mendelson played member three. Joe Green played member four. Regina Brink played member five. Robert's Rules in and Out of Order was written by a writers' collaborative called Project Interplay with Judy Wilkinson, Steve Mendelson, Pamela Metz, Shayna Ray, Kathy Schmidt-Riddicker, Joe Green, and Regina Brink. Sound editing by Regina Brink, directed and produced by Regina Brink.